Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everybody, we got a special guest this morning, only for a little while because we understand the duress that she's under. She's got a big day in front of her. She had a long night last night. We're talking with Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms.
Hey, and I love you too, Steve. No,
I'm with you, sister. Listen, I know you catching it. This city is doing some things that's beyond your control and you're up against it. Let me just ask you this, Mayor. First of all, in this, how are you feeling? How are you doing?
You know what, Steve? The grace of God is sufficient. I'm tired, but when I look at what's happening with, you know, we've got officers on the street working these long shifts, and you got so many people working to just keep our city stable. You know, my fatigue doesn't compare.
Yeah. Mm. You know, I want our listeners to understand, I want our protesters to understand this, that the policemen have a job to do. These police officers are not the ones who had their knee on George Floyd's neck. They wear a uniform. The majority of police officers are well-intending people. I do believe that. There are enough bad apples to bring the attention to the problem that we have. And so I want our protesters to understand something. Protest is beautiful. Nothing wrong with protest. But once it turns into burning and looting, we are now allowing the system to change the narrative where it's no longer going to be about Mr. Floyd's death and the murder of innocent black men. It's going to be about lawlessness. And I want people to take that into consideration as we move forward with all of this.
You're absolutely right. And even as we speak, I'm at our Joint Operation Command Center, and I'm talking to guys who I went to school with, talking to about people we went to elementary school with, and I'm sharing that to say, because especially in Atlanta, so many of our officers and our public safety personnel are a part of our community. Mm-hmm. They bleed and love Atlanta the same way that I do. And when they take off their uniforms, they're black men in America, and they're raising black boys and black girls in this country the same way so many of us are. So their cares and concerns are the same. And, you know, in Atlanta, I have come to appreciate that we do so many things differently. We are not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but we get up each and every day believing we can do better and be better. And part of that is having these existing relationships with our police officers and our communities through our at-purpose community centers, our police athletic leagues, and all of these other positive interactions so that we can create these lasting, meaningful relationships outside of them just chasing somebody down the street, locking them up.
Right. Mm. Hey, Mayor, hold on right quick. We'll be right back with more. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're back with Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms. You know, here's what I want to do, and we're going to let the mayor go because it's been a long night for her, and it's going to be a long day. So listen to me. We want to put a human side to a lot of these officers. Again, listeners, hear me clearly. This is not the policeman who had his knee on George Floyd's neck. This is not who these people are. Once they have a duty to to honor the curfew, to enforce the curfew, they have a duty. If they can't, they cannot allow you to burn, and they cannot allow you to loot. That's against the law. So they have to do their job. What I'm asking our listeners to do, and to talk to the young people that's out here who are, I'm 63. I've seen this my entire life. I know when protests are working, and I know when it's starting to make that turn. And these protests have made that ugly turn to where it's getting into lawlessness, which is allowing this president, who could not fight the invisible enemy of corona and disappeared, has now found the visible enemy that he can fight. And again, it's us. So it was Colin Kaepernick before, now it's us. And now it ain't gonna be about these deaths and racism and things of that nature. He's gonna turn it into, I am the, what do you call himself, the protector?
Law and order.
Law and order president. Mm-hmm. Man, please. He's been waiting on this moment, and we cannot give him the satisfaction. Young people, our mayor is making a true statement. These people who serve in Atlanta, live in Atlanta. A lot of these brothers are raising black children and have to have the same talks with them that we have to have with ours about when you get pulled over by the police. They're having the same conversation. Those brothers feel the same pain we feel in every time a black get killed. So we've got to get respectful of them if they are respectful of us. And so far, that's been the case. And we need to just really, man, be careful out here. Peaceful protest is the only way.
Thank you, Steve.
Mayor, get yourself some rest. Have a successful day today. We pulling for you, and we love the job you're doing, and keep your spirits up. And we talking to God about this, and we talking to the people at the same time.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate you and look forward to us talking again soon.
Thank you very much. Mayor Keisha Bottoms, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.